Hey everybody, you know who I am. I'm Tigo. Today we're going to do a little expert talk extra. So hold on a second. Here comes Anna Christina. How you doing? I'm good.
Good, how are you?
Hold on one second. And there's our buddy Wanda. What's happening?
Hello, Tigo. Hello, Anna Christina.
So this crazy idea of today was all Wanda's fault. Wanda says, "Hey, why don't we go on and just kind of talk about what's going on?" I'm like, talk about what's going on? What's going on? I'm losing my mind. That's what's going on, you know? So let's talk about, the theme of this whole thing. And I'm going to throw the little flyer up we put out. The theme of this whole thing was, are you ready to launch? It's also, are you ready to launch in your business? Are you ready to launch every day? We're going to talk about what it is and what it means to get ready, and as my mama used to say, and stay ready. So, Wanda, when is your summit and what is the theme of your summit? I'm going to put your poster up right now with my big head in the center of it.
Yes. So my summit is Permission to Launch Summit, How to Step Out, Reinvent, and Live Success Your Way. And it's happening October 27th through the 29th. And we are super excited. This summit is, it's primarily for career women who are ready to discover what's next. But, we've had so many men that said, "Hey, I'm ready to discover what's next. Can I come too?" And we said, "Hey, if you love women, come on over, come on and join us." And you can just register right at permissiontolaunch.vip.
Anna Christina, what is your summit about and when is it?
This is for people who are sick and tired of being sick and tired. And the summit is called the Women's Responder Resilience Summit. My heart call is for first responders. I don't know where it came from because I haven't been one, which is kind of weird because the cops, the military, the firefighters, the EMS, the paramedics, the advocates, they all look at me at the front of the room and say, "Who's this little girl at the front of the room? You've been a cop? No. You've been a firefighter? No. And why in the blank are you here then?" And the bottom line is, it's my calling. And
There
what's
you go.
funny is, I work for first responders. I work for, not for the military, I'm not in the military, but for personnel in the military on resilience. That's really what we're talking about is resilience. We're talking about instant stress resets because you can't have resilience without the reset. But it's really, it's focused on resilience tools. So we have physical resilience. We have mental resilience and emotional resilience. So it's very, very exciting to do that. Now it's real resilience, real fast is what we're calling it.
So, Ana Cristina, I have a couple of questions. One, if they're first, I'm in Vegas. I believe, Wanda, you're in Atlanta or
Yes.
near Georgia?
Sewanee, Georgia, just outside of Atlanta.
Just outside of Atlanta. So, right now with everything going on with COVID, let's talk about that. First responders are, stressed out beyond their normal maximum. And then we've had every kind of emergency you can think of, from fires to floods to, people are stealing dogs in my neighborhood right now. This is the kind of stuff that's going on. So if I'm a first responder in Nevada or New York, can I go to your summit and is there skills? Are you telling things that it can help me where I am?
1,000%. I have people in Australia asking if they can jump in. And my answer is yes. I have people who are counselors, trauma counselors, asking if they can jump in. This is for the helpers. And they're signing up. They have nothing to do with first response. They're teachers, they're educators, they are stay-at-home moms. I have people in their 70s that are retired, that because of all the crisis, because of all the chaos. And what I would say is 95 to 98% of the tools are 100% foundational. There's going to be a few comments that are made. There's nothing graphic. I made sure I bleeped out a couple things because we want it to be family friendly. If we want it, I would say probably 14 and above, 16 and above, just because there's some situations that are talked about. But 100% first responders across the country, Australia and Canada, are already joining.
Wow. So the definition of first responder to me has changed because of COVID. I mean, I'm prior military and, people will see me with a Navy hat on or a Navy shirt on or whatever, and they say, "Thank you for your service." And then people say, "Well, what does that feel like?" but I know medical staff that, you know, our nurses, they're CNAs, they're volunteers, mm-hmm. and they're all now first responders. And people see them in their scrubs and go, thank you for your service. And I say, now, hi, what does that feel like? And they go, it is the strangest thing. I just do what I do. And I'm like, yeah, that's how military people, for the most part, we feel like we just do what we do. And they're, you know, in the grocery stores, and you're afraid to give change now. You know, discouraging you to give change. Right?
It's changed everything. And so part of it is, you know, all of my keywords are really long. Resilience is really long. And responder is pretty long. And victim advocate is really long. And I just decided, to your point, I decided to name it the Women's Responder Summit. And it really is targeted, but not focused, if that makes sense, mm-hmm. targeted toward female responders and advocates, mm-hmm. because what we see is pre-scene. Okay. Mm-hmm. So pre-scene is the 911 dispatcher, who's usually invisible. Mm-hmm. And then you have on-scene, which is usually going to be police, EMS, and fire. But mm-hmm. then you have post-scene, which is advocates.
Yeah.
Advocates for the victim, for the family, the legal advocates, the domestic violence advocates, the sexual assault advocates, the children's advocates, the counselors, the ministry professionals. They might be hearing about that scene that happened today. Mm-hmm. They might be hearing about the after effects for years and years and decades that span. Mm-hmm. So it's just, you're right. It's a responder world. So anyway, it's just exciting. Wanda and I were talking about her, Wanda, your summit and your focus for your summit. And what's funny is she has a totally different quote unquote audience. And yet our audiences all dovetail because the way that we're serving and what we want to, how we want to help our audience. Mm-hmm. It's really cool.
So Wanda, let's talk about, you know, permission to launch. I mean, you know, especially for, and you're not out of the hot seat, Anna Christina, we're coming back. We have so much to talk about. But let's talk about, you know, your summit coming up and permission to launch. You and I have interviewed each other. We've been chatting back and forth. We got lots of good stuff coming. We actually going to do a project together. But, you know, women, I think about my mom. I think about my aunts. I think about my female cousins. They don't, for the most part, give themselves permission to step out. You know, they love standing behind the scenes. You know, they're the matriarchs of the family. They make sure everything's running the way it's supposed to. But when it comes down to taking credit for that, they go, oh, no, no. Oh, no, no. So how does someone, you know, give themselves permission for permission to launch?
What a great question. I want to dovetail on the conversation that you and Anna Christina were having just a second ago about this idea of first responder, mm-hmm. because whether it's women or it's the aunt or the grandmother, they may not be a police officer or a fireman, but so often career women and women in general are the first responders in the family. So if you're a career woman, sometimes you're the first responder in terms of being almost a bank, especially if you're very successful, right? People come to you first to solve their financial problems. Mm-hmm. Or you might be a first responder in terms of, I know Anna Christina and I talked about it yesterday. Sometimes we're a first responder in showing up to live success according to someone else's definition. Mm-hmm. But so often in terms of what it takes for us to really step into our own is some sort of, I call them tripping points. Something happens and you realize, hey, if my life ended today, I would have regrets. Yeah. So it's so important for women to just sometimes stop and say, if my life ended today, right? And we want everybody to live to be 100 years old. I want to live to be 105, right? But if your life ended today, do you have regrets? Are there things that you want it to be? So anyway, I just see so many parallels. And both of you, I get the privilege, both of you are guest speakers at my summit. Tico is going to be talking with women about your platform. How do you find your voice and the importance of having a platform? Inspiring. Anna Christina is going to be talking about resilience on day one. And day one is all about how do we grant ourselves permission? And we're going to be talking about resilience. We're going to be talking about how do you value yourself? How do you reconnect? How do you align your mental, physical, spiritual, like, and just own who you are and all of your idiosyncrasies, those things that you think make you weird, and yet they make you special and amazing.
You know, I believe it's next month or the month after, but I'm almost sure it's November, is National Caregivers Month. And National Caregivers Day is coming up. And this year, I think a whole lot of people around the world, millions of people around the world, are finding themselves in a caregiver's position. You know, just from, usually it's, you know, your parents or your child had an injury, or your parents getting older, you're taking care of them, or God forbid it's, you know, cancer and you're trying to help with that or something like that. Now COVID, you know, and some people are, you know, getting it 2 days later. They're like, it was like a cold, I'm fine. And they're just waiting for that clear, all clear, I can go back out. And then others, you know, are in the hospital for weeks, if not over a month. And then, you know, they're told that you're going to be fighting back for a very long time. And people are finding themselves being in the caregiver's position right now. And to me, that's a first responder. To me, that's usually the woman in the household. And she's putting her projects, her dreams, her work, all of that on hold because she's a caregiver first. She's going to take care of her family first. What's you guys' opinion? I'm going to run with Wanda for a second and then we'll come to you, Anna Christina. What's you guys' opinion, and what would you say to these caregivers that are out there that find themselves on the front line?
It's so important for you to stay connected with your dreams, with what you want. You know, I was talking, so I wrote a book a while ago. As I've told Tigo and Anna Christina, I went through cancer. But I had the opportunity to talk with a woman who in her 30s became a caregiver for her mother, who was diagnosed with all kinds of chronic illnesses. Mm-hmm. And this woman in her 30s, she had a dream to be a nurse. And she put all of that on hold for years. Well, now she's well into her 40s. She's going back to nursing school. But she talked about how giving up her dream eventually made her resentful. And she loves her mom. Her mom is still alive. But she said, you know, in order to be an effective caregiver, I've got to really embrace what's important to me. Otherwise, you know, I'm just not a great caregiver because I'm resentful and I bring that energy when I'm taking care of my mom. So, mm-hmm. You know, that's what I would say. Really reconnect with what it is that you value and make sure that you're taking steps to have what you say you want in life, in addition to doing the caregiver's job.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Anna Christina, what would you say about, you know, these frontline caregivers that are out there?
I plug directly into what Wanda's talking about and saying, okay, how do I maintain that dream, right? How do I maintain my sights on that dream when what's happening right now is so heavy and so difficult? And I go back constantly to the reset, right? The reset. I always talk about the reset is, okay, how do I think clearly? How do I keep myself focused on who I'm taking care of right now? But also, how do I keep myself focused on my dream? It feels like a dual focus, like a conflict. Mm-hmm. And part of what we need to do is be able to step back and to say, what's truly important? Okay. And you step back from that and say, well, wait a second. In order to know what's truly important, I need to know who I am.
Yeah.
And in order to know who you are, you need to know what you were built for. And so it's all about identity, number one. It's all about mm-hmm. identity. And in order to even think about those kind of bigger picture things, because usually the daily stuff is so heavy, right? There's so many details and it's so heavy and you're so tired, is to be able to access instant stress resets. And that's my entire like platform for resilience. I don't even ever define resilience. Mm-hmm. I don't talk about resilience. I don't really talk about self-care. I don't talk about compassion fatigue, even though those are huge issues. We talk about the reset. And so I teach, that's exactly what I teach. Let's talk about how do you reset so that you can focus on what Wanda's talking about. How do I keep that dream alive? Mm-hmm. How do I fill myself up, even if I only have 60 seconds? How do I get my thoughts to stop spinning down the toilet, right, in seconds it takes me so much longer to teach the tools than to actually do the tools. So for me, for a caregiver, any kind of a caregiver, and you might be professionally as a caregiver, right? How about these people that have 30 little kids in a room? How about the teachers that have 30 little kids in a room when they're actually allowed to go back to school? Everybody's trying to wear masks and try not to touch everything. I mean, right, caregiver, it's not about a title. It's about what you're doing for others.
You forget to give yourself permission to dream your own life and live your own life. Everything kind of just goes, oh, I'll get to that later. You know, I got to do this. I got to do that. I'll get to that later. So ladies, what about the first responders, the women that are out there that have dreams of starting their own businesses? They have dreams, you know, of creating nonprofits or, you know, doing something different. Maybe they want to be a performer and get on the comedy stage and they're scared to go out there. And they're putting everybody else and everything else first. And the years are going by. They're looking back and it's been 10 years. It's been 15 years and they still have that dream. What do you tell them about carving out a little slice of life for themselves?
I would say be intentional about it. Like if it's 15 minutes a day, if it's 1 hour a week, whatever that is, but be intentional about it. Just as you would be intentional about making sure that the person you're caring for goes to that doctor's appointment, treat it with that kind of urgency, because your dream is connected to another person. Like there's someone out there who's not living their fullest because your dreams, your talents are being withheld. And you got to see it that way. I know it sounds maybe grandiose, but think about the people who you've impacted, who've been impacted by you, right? Because they stepped out and followed their dream. But know that what you're doing, your dream is so important, and someone out there needs exactly what you are built to build and to put out into the world.
For me, it's all about the baby steps. Yes, it's about the intentionality for sure. There's some things that you can spend your time regretting, which is really nothing but anxiety in the past. Mm-hmm. Or there are things that you can spend your time worrying about, which is nothing but anxiety in the future. Or what you can do is say, you know what? I'm here right now. Take a deep breath. And then just ask yourself, what do I want? Because sometimes where people get stuck is they get stuck in the what I don't want. I don't want this. I don't want this. This sucks. This stinks. This is stupid. This is horrible. This is just the way it is. And when we can step from that, what I don't want, and step into what do I want, and then take that one baby step, and we make sure that our mindsets are in the right place. That's mm-hmm. part of what you're asking, is how do we get the little baby steps taken, which is not just physical steps, is it? It's spiritual with connection, it's mental with your thoughts, and it's emotional with your heart. And even one of the baby steps can be, how do you get the lies out of your head? Mm-hmm. That chatter that goes on, you're too old, you can't do this. What do you think you're doing? You're stupid, you're dumb. All that bull snot that goes on in our heads.
You know, I do have a question though. I have, Wanda will tell you, I have 1,000 questions. We can sit here all day, but we won't. Residue. It's like people, when they're in the heat of the moment, when they're in the crisis, you know, mothers can pick cars off their babies when they're in a crisis and don't even think about it. You know, that's my child. I'm getting them out. But then they don't think anything. There's no residue left from that. They don't think anything's going to happen to them. They figure they could just move on, especially women, first responders, females in general, people in general. But we carry things on our backs in our mental and emotional states that we don't even realize is making decisions for us 5 years from now, 10 years from now. You know, what would you tell someone that's sitting out there going, you know, I'm fine. I may not be moving, you know, towards my goals right now because I got other things to do, and not realizing that it could be because of you've been a first responder in one of the worst years in human history. You know, and every day seems to be a new crisis, or you've gone through a medical issue, or, you know, you've been the matriarch of this family and taken on everybody else's problems and never took a chance to look at your own. What do you say about that you know, residue that's just like stuck there and needs to get out of the way.
Pause and forgive yourself and just accept everything. Like no matter what age you are, right? You've done things that you have called a mistake. I'm not sure that there are really any mistakes. I think all of it is fodder. It's raw materials to prepare us for what's next. But let's say you're a career woman, right? And you've been a first responder in terms of showing up in your career, living success someone else's way. You've made mistakes. Maybe you have regrets. Maybe you ended up marrying your company and leaving behind your heart, right? And so now you find yourself, you're 53, and you don't have that partner that you always dreamed of. Mm-hmm. Like, sit and just say, you know, forgive yourself for whatever you're calling a mistake. All of what you have been through, all of what you've done, everything that you called a mistake, every success is now raw material that you can use to take into your future thing. But use it as a time to move forward. Don't just gloss over it, because as you said, Tico, we cover up a lot of stuff and we think we can just put a Band-Aid on it. Meanwhile, it's an open gaping wound that we put a Band-Aid on and we think no one else will notice. And yet life just keeps repeating itself and we wonder why. And it's because we haven't just sat with it, embraced it, forgiven ourselves, forgiven other people, and moved on.
The first thing I would say is, are there patterns happening in your life? Mm-hmm. So, part of what I would say is with the residue, here's how we find residue. And it's exactly what Wanda said. I'm like, Wanda, and we didn't talk before this, right? But the bottom line is, it's all about the patterns, okay? And so what you do is you take a look and see what patterns are going on in your life. And guess what? If you don't care for them, you're like, hey, why does this always happen to me? We want to take a look at what's going on. So for example, 23 years ago, I fled domestic violence with my three little boys off of a remote Alaskan island. And it's totally a story out of Hollywood. So 36 hours later or so, four layovers, we land here in Denver with the clothing on our backs and no luggage. No luggage. And so this is a place of starting over. What we want to do is then start looking for patterns. What were the boyfriends in my past? What was the generational stuff in my family? What ended up happening after that? Well, I was totally like this on men. I hated men because they were monsters. See how that happens? That pattern happened, even though men are monsters. Some men are monsters. And then I didn't trust women. Why? Because they were weak. There's a pattern going on there. And so if you start looking at the patterns in your life, that indicates the residue.
Yeah.
That indicates the residue. And you may get the residue because of your history. You may get the residue because of trauma. How many women do I talk to that have had sexual assault or domestic violence in their background? And when we're talking one-on-one and people talk to me confidentially, of course, about stuff, and all of a sudden we start to see the pattern that they didn't think really affected them because it happened, you know, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Just because time passes doesn't mean the wound heals.
Wow. Okay. Before we get further in, because I know we only have you guys for a couple of more minutes here, let's go a little bit lighter. Let's talk about your summits. Let's talk about, you know, what three key things would you like people to take away from the summit when it's done? You know, what are the three points that you would like people to take away?
Let's see here. What three? One, I want career women to be able to define success their own way, right? If corporate America is for you and that calls, that sings to your heart, this is not about, you know, leaving it necessarily. But this is about really sitting with yourself, understanding what you value, and being willing to give yourself permission to live success, live your life in a way that feels good and that feels fulfilled to you. That would be one. The second thing that I want you to be able to take away is that there are a tribe of women who are ready. They're sharing their stories, their tools, their frameworks as a gift to you to help you live a life beyond your dream. And then the third thing I hope that you'll get, I hope that you will get at least one tool, one idea that you will take action on.
That's awesome. Ana Cristina, what are your three things?
It's getting tools, right? It's getting physical, mental, and emotional tools. You're going to get tools to help you up your game, raise your happy, and get your life back. And that's what resilience does.
You know, I know it's my turn. And before I go to my turn, I want to say, you know, with the audience that you're talking with, Ana Cristina, don't you find you have to be direct? You know, when I'm talking with military people or prior servicemen or, you know, fire, rescue, whatever, these are people that are trained to deal with it now and get it moving. They don't want to deal with 10,000 foot overviews. They want to get to the points. Am I correct?
Yes, 100%.
Okay. So my summit, and there's my cute little artwork. My summit is November 16th, 17th, and 18th. And it's the Extreme Biz Summit, and it's all about bootstrapping. And I was kidding with somebody the other day and said, it's bootstrapping, not broke strapping. The people that I have in my summit are very successful in what they're doing. Some of them are, you know, just getting really on a good roll and starting to build their business. But we actually have a young man in there that's made $1 million in less than 24 hours. You know, we have someone who's generated over $1 billion in revenue in his business in the last 5 years. Somebody who's done $10 million in the last 4 months or so in the middle of COVID. And they're all bootstrappers. You know, bootstrapping is about, you got two ways to do this thing. And I say it all the time. You can buy your way in, you know, if you got a trust fund or a war chest of money and you just feel like doing it, or you can work your way in. You know, I'm going to stay up until 2 a.m. to get this done or that done. That's called being an entrepreneur. That's called being a bootstrapping entrepreneur, because you can take what little resources you may have, or maybe tons of resources you may have, and put it towards something else that's going on, something else you can, that you can't do in-house. The people that are coming into my summit are sharing their journeys. We did journey interviews. They're telling how they got there, where they're going, and where they came from. It is Extreme Biz Summit, all about bootstrapping, November 16th, 17th, and 18th. And I hope you guys be in the place. It's Extreme, X-T-R-E-M-E, Biz, B-I-Z, summit.com. Yes, I'm from the south side of Chicago, and we love spelling stuff our way, okay? So I'm going to let you guys go, and I'll talk to you next time.